It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Hello, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. It's your Daily Sports Dump. That got a little louder for today, Tuesday, November 26th. 2 days from Thanksgiving, folks. Well, I'm going to give thanks for these jokes that Quincy Miller wrote, and you're going to hear them right now. Lamar Jackson threw for 5 touchdown passes as the Ravens blasted the Rams on Monday Night Football last night. Jackson has been so good behind center for the Ravens that many old-school NFL coaches shudder to think how good he'll be when the team finally moves him to his natural position of wide receiver. A Kennesaw State cheerleader settled her lawsuit against the university after alleging her civil rights had been violated when the school refused to let her protest the national anthem. Both sides were happy with the decision, as she agreed not to hold the school financially liable, and the university promised to finally give her an A! Yeah, you can protest that joke. That's a, you know, that's a dad joke. And Quincy's a new dad, so there's going to be some of those guys. Eagles guard Brandon Brooks told reporters that his anxiety forced him out of yesterday's game against the Seahawks. Now, Brooks said that both his teammates and fans have been very supportive, and he's been absolutely flooded with cards from Eagles fans that say, "Get well, you." All right. Can always count on Eagles fans. According to a recent report, the new NFL stadium in Los Angeles will cost more than the Cowboys, Eagles, and Colts stadiums combined. The team said that was by design, as it will probably end up holding more Cowboy, Eagle, and Colts fans than those stadiums do too. Because no actual home fans come to the games. Also, folks, the state-of-the-art stadium's going to have everything an LA fan could dream of, including a giant video board, a man-made lake, and great views of the fourth quarter from the parking lot as the fans leave early. All right, that was very LA-centric there, but you get it all around the country, I'm sure. That was our daily dump for today. Tomorrow, maybe we'll have some more picks for the Thursday games, give you a day's advance notice so you can gamble a lot of money, and that'll maybe make you happier or sadder on Thanksgiving. And yeah, that's it for now. Later. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean. Follow us on the Sports Dump Show at Twitter, or the_sports_dump. On Instagram, and of course, go to sportsdump.com for some archive material. I'm going to be putting some new videos up there soon, so look for that. And go to our Patreon if you'd like. Again, the Sports Dump. Bye.